ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Society.Top 5 things you need to know about Japanese society. Welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. I'm Peter.
And I'm Natsuko.
In this lesson, we're going to tell you more about life in Japan.
There are so many aspects to Japanese society. It's hard to know where to begin.
Well, since the title of this lesson is Top 5 Things You Need to Know About Japanese Society, we've picked 5 topics. 1. Japan's major cities and city life. 2.
Family life in Japan.
3.Japan's work culture and the industry.
4. Politics.
And 5. General trends.
So we're all set then.
All set to go. So, Natsuko-san, why don't we start with...
city life.
All right. Now, I live in the city. Natsuko-san?
Yes, me too. So let's talk about the city that we live in.
The one and only Tokyo. As we say in English, Tokyo.
Tokyo or Tokyo is Japan's capital.And is the largest city in Japan. In Japan, there are 47 prefectures, and Tokyo is actually one of them.
There are an estimated 12.8 million people living in the city of Tokyo.
More than 12 million.
That's a pretty big number.
Yes.
And it actually explains why Tokyo is so crowded almost everywhere we go.
Yes. But actually, Tokyo has lots of different districts that each have their own personality. One of them is Shinjuku.Which might be the most well-known. I've heard that Shinjuku Station is the busiest station in the world. Something like 2 million people pass through it each day.
It's actually a hub, so I don't know, Natsuko-san, off the top of my head, over 20 railroad lines run through Shinjuku.
Yeah, probably more.
So it all kind of converges on Shinjuku, and it's really something.
Also in Tokyo, you have Ginza, a really high-end area.And Ueno, which is famous with its famous zoo and museums. And Akihabara, known for its discount electronics stores.
Maybe one of the most famous places in the world for electronics.
Yes. So there's something for everyone in Tokyo.
I think it's impossible to get bored in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much going on.
Yes. Then in contrast to Tokyo, we have Kyoto, or Kyoto,which is famous for its traditional atmosphere.
Kyoto is about 500 kilometers away, which is about, Natsuko-san, about 310 miles away from Tokyo?
Yeah, I think so. And it takes about 2.5 hours by Shinkansen, the bullet train. And many tourists come to Kyoto to visit the temples and shrines.
It's located to the southwest of Tokyo. And especially in the spring and fall, I think it's really crowded.
It is.
In the spring, of course, you have?
Cherry blossoms.
And in the fall?
The autumn leaves changing colors.
Which is extremely beautiful.
Beautiful. Amazing. I really recommend visiting Kyoto, especially if you'd like to experience the more traditional side of Japan.
Another major city is?
Osaka.
And it's not that far away from Kyoto, right?
It's about 40 kilometers away.
Which is about 25 miles.
Wow, you're really good at numbers. The people in Osaka have a reputation for being really friendly and having a good sense of humor. A lot of Japanese comedians come from Osaka, actually.
I really enjoy the Kansai region. You have not just Kyoto, Osaka, but you also have Kobe.
Yes.
So you have these extremely big cities that are each unique in their own way in such a close area.
Yes. Okay, now let's talk a bit about family life in Japanese society.
There are a few interesting things to note. One is that you won't see as many big families in Japan compared to other countries these days.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Usually a small number of kids and only children are not that uncommon.
So families themselves tend to stay pretty small. But at the same time, you often have multiple generations living together. So inside the house, it can be pretty busy.
True. Although in the larger cities, there is a trend towards nuclear families with only the parents and children.
Also, something that is kind of surprising is how long children live with their parents. Natsuko-san, well into their adult years, is that correct?
Yes.
And sometimes even until they're married.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a big difference, I think.
Oh, really?
In the US, there would come a time when most parents would say, okay, you've been here long enough. Mm-hmm. Time for you to get out and live on your own. I can't really imagine any Japanese parents saying that.
Also, you can say that, you know, living alone in Japan, especially in Tokyo, is very expensive. So young people usually can't afford the cost. So that's one side. And speaking of marriage, more and more people are waiting until they get older to get married. It's a fast-growing trend.
In the past, it was kind of an unwritten rule that you should be married by the time you were 25, for women.
Mm-hmm.
Or else it's too late.
Well, some people still think like that. Not me. However, things are really changing, especially in the big cities.
Why is that?
Well, there are a lot of different factors that contribute to it. People are less willing to settle, and maybe they're getting choosier about the partner.
Picky, picky.
A lot of young women these days value their career, and in some cases, getting married will hinder advancements in their career. So I think there are a lot of factors.
But it looks like the parents will still encourage their children to marry once they reach a certain age.
You're right. Some parents might even have a matchmaking service help with the search for a partner.
Natsuko-san, I think we should probably put in a disclaimer. Again, a lot of these trends aren't unique to Japan.
Oh, right.
You know, matchmaking and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I think the Japanese have that's a little unique is this systematic or kind of group thinking.
Yes, right.
So when we say service, there's actually a company or many companies.
Many companies, yes.
That will help you find this. And so when we touch on these things, it's not that we're saying they're unique, but it's just that they're a common part of Japanese culture.
Yes.
Now, the issue with delayed marriage is a bit problematic, and that's because in Japan, there's currently a falling birth rate.
Yes. This is a huge problem, actually. Less and less children are being born each year.
And it's gotten so bad that if the trend continues, Japan's population will start to shrink in a few years.
So the government is trying to reverse this trend for the sake of Japan's future, although I can't say the result is appearing yet.
Okay, let's shift to Japan's economy and work culture. Everyone knows that Japan has a lot of strong industries, such as?
Motor vehicles.
Electronics.
Transportation equipment.
Chemicals. And there's really so much more.
Yes.
And in addition to these strong industries, a lot of it comes from the work culture. Natsuko-san, can you tell us about the work culture?
Yes. For one thing, Japanese work culture used to have a pretty rigid hierarchy system.
Right. And while not just limited to work, it's almost magnified in the workplace.
There's a clear distinction between juniors and seniors. You call, like, senpai and kohai.
Senpai is the senior?
Yes.
Kohai is the junior?
Yes. And subordinates have to address their seniors formally and show respect.
And they don't get paid very well since they're at the bottom of the ladder.
They have to wait until they get older. So I think this may be one of the reasons more and more young people are choosing not to get full-time jobs.
Not to get full-time jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Then what do they do?
Instead, they work multiple part-time jobs. These people are called furita. They prefer this system because they can basically choose their own schedule and take time off when they feel like it.
If you get a full-time job, you might have a job for life. And that's why they prefer this freedom.
Yes, well, that used to be common, the lifelong employment system, meaning that you stay with the same company until you retire. But lately, more and more people are changing jobs mid-career. So I think that system is slowly disappearing.
I think with the current economy, there's really no guarantees.
Right. So let's go into politics for a moment. Peter, we don't have a president in Japan, right? Instead, we have...
the prime minister.
Right.
But Japan also has an emperor.
Yes, and that's a good point. Japan does have an emperor, but he doesn't hold any political power. The imperial family is mostly out of tradition.
So it's mostly a symbol.
Exactly.
And the political party system is different from that of the US. And Japanese politics are very, very interesting. The Liberal Democratic Party has dominated Japanese politics for the entire post-World War II period.
Yes, the ruling party, Liberal Democratic Party, is known as Jiyū Minshuto in Japanese. And it has held power for over 50 years.
Natsuko-san, how old do people have to be in Japan to vote, by the way?
20 is the age that people can vote.
So that doesn't change much from other countries.
I think so.
Finally, let's talk about general trends in Japan.
There are some generational trends that I want to talk about. As Peter said before, Japanese society is changing quickly in a lot of ways.
So a lot of people probably aren't doing things the way their grandparents or even parents did before them.
Yes, like the lifelong employment system. The older generations are really loyal to the company they work for.
Extremely loyal. They'll work a lot of overtime, which mostly is unpaid. Hmm. And this is for the good of the company.
Well, ultimately for yourself, because the company was taking care of your life.
Natsuko-san, arigatou gozaimasu. Thank you very much. That is exactly the mindset that many Japanese people had when they did this lifelong system.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people continue to have. However, the younger generation doesn't really seem to have this mindset.
Yes, I think attitudes are changing.
These days, it doesn't seem like changing jobs is really a big deal anymore.
No.
If there's something that a young person is not satisfied with, they'll find a new company to work for.
Yeah, you might be able to say that they have more of their own interests in mind.
Going back to the marriage trends that we talked about earlier.
Yes. They're waiting longer and longer to get married and have children, partly because they have their own interests in mind.
And there's some extremely interesting things taking place here because it may be that the older generation sees this as being a bit selfish.
Maybe.
But it's going to be very interesting to watch how this develops because the younger generation is going to be taking over.
Yes. So that was our glimpse into the Japan of today.
We hope you've learned a lot. We certainly covered a lot of information.
Yes.
See you next time.
じゃあまたね。
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.